It's your boy Country coming live from the South. Got something to say. Episode 99. Let's go.
What's happening, man? It's your boy DJ Big Green, the Dirty 30 representative. We always in here.
And it is the heavily orchestrated, never duplicated lyrical symphony known as the Eternal One Eternity, holding it down for the South.
Yeah. And what's happening, everybody, man? We're glad to be back. Back on our regular night, Tuesday. Weather happens to be okay for the time being. It's supposed to get bad again tomorrow.
Yeah.
I go right back into it more.
Let me get to work first.
Say around 11 tomorrow morning. But that's the last time I checked. I don't know. Anyway, man. We got what y'all want to talk about. We know. Will Smith and Chris Rock. But not yet.
Gotta wait
for it. But we gonna get to it, I promise.
What we're gonna talk about first is what the hell Blade had on.
Somebody said he went from Blade to butter knife.
You ain't see
him? Winston Snipes?
Yeah.
I ain't see it.
He look like Peter Pan or some shit.
Nah, man. So he had on a Mandarin suit, which is
that what it was?
It's a crossbreast Mandarin suit.
I know exactly what it is.
That's an African style suit.
I know exactly what he had on now that you say that. Yeah. He wear them a lot.
Yeah, he do.
He does. He wear them a lot.
He look like he got diabetes and cancer.
Bro, don't say that about nobody.
But it's mean. I'm just saying, as small as he is now, and bald headed, not being sarcastic about it. If you look at the picture, he looks sick.
He might be, bro. He might not be telling us the word
in a bad way, but he looks sick.
I ain't gonna wish that on nobody.
Though, I ain't wish that on him either.
You're speaking it on. Goodness gracious,
that was a little rough. He most definitely looked sick though.
Yeah, he little. Man, he was small in the show with Kevin. Kevin Hart.
Nah, he looked most definitely about 20 years younger on that show.
No, you tripping.
See the picture.
You tripping. Ain't no way, dog.
Bro, you need to see the picture.
Ain't no way.
I'm most definitely like you receiving chemo.
Oh my God. Yeah, you did. So Buck hit me with a topic earlier this week that we've been thinking on, but then he's remixed it today. So
well, no, I mean you can go with whatever you feel. So like my thing was so I'm gonna tell you how I came up with this idea. I asked them what are three movies that they have just seen, they've watched so much that they just enjoy, but they might not necessarily be like popular or like fan favorite type stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So the last part is what he added today.
I thought I said that in the chat. But anyway. So the
maybe did he? You may
now
have.
I want to go back and look.
You may have.
But essentially, like, I'm gonna tell you what made me, and I'm gonna get into it in a minute. But I was scrolling on Facebook and I came across an ad or a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
The average person wouldn't know what this t-shirt is. And I know this because I sent it to a couple of people and they was just like, what the hell is this? And I was just, for me, I had like a whole geek moment when I saw it. And I guess I'll introduce my first one so we can go into it.
Yeah, you gonna start with you.
Yeah, so the shirt was a movie poster. And on the movie poster, it's got, not a movie poster, I'm sorry, it's like a concert poster.
Mm-hmm.
And on the concert poster, it had Wonders on it, O-N-E-D-E-R-S. And it had like Valparaiso's Pizza, 7 p.m., blah, 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 with the date on it. For anybody who doesn't get that reference, one of my favorite movies is That Thing You Do.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it because it's a musical movie,
mm-hmm.
but it's about a fictional band. And most music movies we get are more like documentary style. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're talking about a movie like School of Rock. But everybody in this movie is just fantastic. Like, the storyline is fantastic. You know what I mean? And, like, I love Cadillac Records. And even though Cadillac Records is part, you know, a lot of that can be exaggerated for film or whatever the case may be, the characters are based off of real life people and a real life story. You know what I'm saying? As far as like Etta James and you know what I'm saying, like Muddy Waters and all of them. You know, that's what Cadillac Records is about. Yeah. That's what Cadillac Records is about. But The Wonders is literally about a kid who worked in his dad's appliance store, fixing like washers and dryers and shit. But he had like, he loved playing drums. So he used to always play drums, went to a talent show. The drummer for this band got sick. He decided to sit in and he started playing the damn song like way too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody saw him and they was like, no, y'all need to speed the song up. You need to do this. And so now, like, the guy that's supposed to be like the leader of the band, he get the big head. Tom Hanks in it. Tom Hanks play like they manager or whatever. And they just go through all this stuff. And it just kind of show you the ups and downs of how, what having an ego, how having an ego can ruin a good thing that you have going on. But it's kind of got like this 50s, 60s sock hop feel to it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what made me think about it, and that's what made me want to ask y'all, because I know for a fact I'd have probably seen that thing you do at least 30 times.
I don't think I've ever seen it, but I'll watch it.
And a lot of people don't. It came out in like 1996.
Mm-hmm. It's an old joint.
It's an older movie. I mean, but it's, matter of fact, it came out right around the time that Catch Me If You Can came out.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hanks was like on a roll.
He was jumping
in them years right there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he had done Forrest Gump. He had done Castaway. Then he turned back around, and like I said, he did play the cop, Catch Me If You Can, played a manager in this movie. So Tom Hanks was really like in his bag, as they say.
He was going. He was on one.
Time, yeah, he was on one. But that's what made me start with that one. Another movie that is cult classic, hands down, but you can't really find no more unless you got like some premium service on something. Because even that thing you do, you got to have like an add on Hulu to watch it. Is The Wood.
The Wood is like, a good one.
To me, The Wood does not get the credit that it deserves. Like, whenever people bring up all the movies during that era, like all them black movies that came out, they always go to like Brown Sugar. They go to Love and Basketball. They go to...
I hate Love and Basketball, by the way.
We have talked about that before.
I hate Love and Basketball. But I talked about that tonight before y'all got here, how much I hate Love and Basketball.
But I mean, it was all the movies like that, man. But like, I think that The Wood was a real slept on movie. And I know a lot more people have seen The Wood than they probably seen that thing you do, just because of the context of the movie. I'll come back. I'm gonna leave them two. I'm gonna pass it on, and I'm gonna come back to my third one.
So my first one,
okay,
Scott Pilgrim.
Okay, versus the world.
Scott Pilgrim versus the world.
I've seen it once,
bro. Every time if it's on, I'm watching.
Okay,
Scott Pilgrim is one of those ones that, man, it had video game references in it.
Mm-hmm.
It was quirky.
Okay,
it was super funny. It was a superhero story, bro. But it was like done from a real geek's perspective. Dude, they teased a sequel to it for years, and it's too late now. You know, right. All the actors are older, but man, that's one for me for sure.
Okay.
And then I got one that's probably more popular than that is Love Don't Cost a Thing. I can watch that movie anytime.
Okay.
Bro, I probably watched that movie four times in the last year.
Really?
Yeah, bro, if it's on, I can watch it.
Okay.
That's two. You got two?
Bro, I don't. Yes, I do.
Scarface, we know you love that. You know, it's like 12 hours.
No, that ain't one. That ain't one of my top three. Ironically, it's going to really fuck y'all up. One of my favorite movies of all time, probably because it caught me at the right time in my life when I was that age, was Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors.
I like Little Shop of Horrors.
Feed Me, C-Mo. That's a classic, bro. And most people, you know what's crazy? Like, people my age don't even know that movie.
Yeah, it came out
of 84. Yeah, people my age don't know that movie, bro. I watched that movie a million times, too.
Yeah, I have. I've seen Little Shop of Horrors a lot.
It was kind of a musical.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It wasn't kind of a musical.
It was a musical.
First time you see a girl from Martin, and both of them were together then. Tisha Arnold and Be the Bees.
Mm-hmm. Be the Bees.
I can't think of her name.
I don't know her name. You talking about Gina.
No, Gina and... Which one is Tashina Arnold?
Tashina Arnold's Pam.
That's B2B's, I mean, my bad. Yeah, Them two was in together. They both singing in that movie.
That's a damn shame. What is that woman's name? I feel bad now. Because I can't have... Tisha Campbell.
Tisha Campbell Martin. They both in that movie. You know, they... Okay. Two of the three girls that singing and all the singing.
Oh, yeah. Little Shop of Horrors. Yeah.
First time I remember ever seeing them in 84. Okay. They was grown then. You know that? Yeah. Them motherfuckers old.
They wasn't grown.
They was grown then.
She was grown in House Party? How old was she in House Party?
How old was she?
I don't know, but she was in School Days. School Days is my third.
So School Days is like.
School Days is my third.
Yeah. But I don't think School Days is older than Little Shop of Horror.
I don't think so either.
They weren't old, but they were grown. Then my second movie, which is probably one gonna blow a lot from mine.
Little Shop of Horrors came out in 86.
It was 86, I said 84. I was close. My second movie, and only reason why, because this woman to this day need to have a movie made about her, and I wish I had the rights or the knowledge or the money to pull it off, because it's the only movie I've ever seen her portrayed right to some degree. It's Hoodlum. I love Hoodlum.
I've never seen Hoodlum.
You missing.
Yeah, I ain't never seen Hoodlum either.
Really?
Ain't Bokeem Woodbine in that?
No. Lawrence Fishburne.
Okay. Who was the woman?
Cicely Tyson plays Madam Queen. Nobody ever really give her credit. Madam Queen took over Harlem and ran that shit like a dude. She basically started the lottery as we know it today. Nobody ever talk about her. I mean, there wouldn't be a Bumpy Johnson. There wouldn't be none of the names we know as gangsters today or American Gangster. What's his name? Frank Lucas. You wouldn't know none of these people if it wasn't for her.
But you know what? Funny enough, I say School Days, but like people like School Days.
School Days was great.
I done watched American Gangster, I know, at least 30 times.
Bro, I can quote American Gangster.
Yeah. If you like American Gangster, you would love him. Because it tells a story of, you know, Frank Lucas is an understudy of Bumpy Johnson. Mm-hmm. Bumpy Johnson is an understudy of Madam Queen.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, we put that together when you named them three.
He worked for her.
Where, you know, they got two Frank Lucas, I mean, Frank Bumpy Johnson stories. One of them is a movie, and then they got Godfather of Harlem.
Yeah, on Hulu. Show.
That's about Bumpy Johnson. They say it's really good. Forest Whitaker playing.
Yeah, I see
it. You watched that? Yeah. Was it good?
I'm a big Bumpy Johnson fan.
Was it good?
Yeah, Bumpy Johnson.
Oh my God.
It was good. I'm gonna be biased to it.
No, I just want to know, was the show good? Was the show good? Okay, that's all.
I'm very biased to Bumpy. Bumpy was the black Frank. No, I'm sorry. Bumpy was the black Lucky Luciano. And I don't know people who know me. Lucky Luciano is my favorite gangster of all times.
Yeah, bro, you told us that many times.
Bumpy was the black version of him.
Yeah,
that smart.
I've seen Bumpy Johnson movie. I just hadn't seen the show. I've been interested in watching the show for a long time. But like, bro, I'm kind of like a phase when I watch TV, right? So like, for example, the movie you were talking about earlier, that's based in the 40s.
Yeah,
I just went feeling the 40s vibe.
I got you.
You know what I mean? Like, and I watch Game of Thrones, but bro, it's rare that I watch a Knights style movie. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I never watched one episode of Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is great, but it's like I can't watch that. That time era is when I don't really care for. Like, I play video games like that. I love video games in that time era. But as far as like watching TV shows, bro, I don't indulge a lot. And then I don't indulge a lot into like you said, the '40s, the noir era.
Yeah.
The noir era, because like a lot of times that be, and that's where a lot of the gangster movies come from, like Godfather and stuff like that. It's based around that area. I like some of those movies, some of those I don't like. The New Saints of Newark, mm-hmm. I think that was the name of the movie, something like that. It's the one that just dropped on HBO this last year, but it's the how John Soprano came to be from the show Soprano.
Oh, okay.
So, it's fire. The movie's super fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's super fire. So, like, that's, like, the lead into it. I loved American Gangster. Like I said, I quote that probably word for word. Frank, what you gonna come out unsuccessful? Your success took a shot, Frank. What you gonna do? How you gonna rap? You gonna come out unsuccessful? Frank. Successful one. You can be unsuccessful and have friends. You can be successful. Where he went off. One of my favorites, bro. That's one of my favorite movies. Denzel is probably my favorite actor of all time. But I don't categorize him because he's my favorite. Same way I don't categorize like Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. I'll never put him in a lineup because he's my favorite, right? I guess. It's too much bias that I know I'm going to give it to him. I know I'm going to give it up. And then it's like, Jamie up there for me, Brandon. He ain't even had the looks. That's my third movie, Ray.
Okay.
I love Ray. Ray was a masterclass of a film.
I agree.
What was your third? You said you were going to go School Days, but you said, oh, you switched to American Gangster.
I can't think of one.
Bro, it's so funny because, like, I got a bunch of them that could be that third. I'm going to just be real.
Oh, bro, I can think of movies.
Oh, no. I'm going to tell you my definitive third, The Goods. I done watched The Goods so good many times. Yeah. I done watched The Goods more than I done watched Talladega Nights, and I watched Talladega Nights a lot.
I don't know if I watched any movie more than I watched Training Day, which is my favorite movie.
I like Trance too. That's a movie that a lot of people don't talk about. It didn't get a whole lot of.
If I was seen.
Well, let me tell you something. Trance is the reason I fell in love with Rosario Dawson. It's the first movie I've ever seen her in, and she do full frontal. She fine as hell. It's got her and James McAvoy in it, the young Professor X.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So,
how long has this movie been out?
Shit, like years. Probably 6, 7. It came out like 15.
Okay, 14, so it ain't 15. That old.
No, it ain't that old. But he,
that's the first movie you see? Nah, so something off. Because Rosario Dawson was in 7 Pounds.
And she was in Bad Boys.
No, I mean, no.
Not Bad Boys.
I liked her. Bad. I'm saying I liked her as an actress.
Okay.
And she was fine, like, facially, but like when you
this is the difference. That was the game changer. Okay,
when you see this,
my bad. I'm with you.
It's like I didn't know she had it like that. You know what I'm saying? Because every time you see her, she, you know, she always clothed.
I mean, and movies in real life.
That's what I'm saying.
In real life, she ain't.
Yeah, no, bro. But she got like.
No, you did you catch that?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But I'm just saying.
She is, like, she got this, like, it'd be weird heel, bro.
Yeah.
Like, she'd be on Instagram, she'd be like, yeah, I don't think we should have to wear clothes. What?
Yeah, nah. I was just like, she walked in, it's this one scene where she just walked in, it's just like, wait a damn, all right, never mind. Okay.
She in a new show called DMZ. She actually the star.
I watched the first episode.
It's only 4 episodes.
Yeah.
It's good.
I watched the first episode.
It's good. It's based off a DC comic too.
Yeah.
Which
that's
is
what I saw.
This is nobody's gonna understand this, but I'm gonna say it. I gotta get off my chest. It is based off DMZ, off a comic book. But they could have used the same concept and did a movie about The Division, Tom Clancy, The Division video game, and it would have been better.
Okay.
Cause The Division is the same concept. And it'd been so much better. And it would have ran forever. It would have been 30 seasons. But it's so much potential within that. And nobody knows what I'm talking about right now because it's a video game. But it's so much potential within that video game, the way the story could be wrote.
Yeah.
It's basically like I Am Legend, but not as many people die.
Oh, okay.
And like the Fair world enough. Is split up. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Did you come up with a third?
I really can't come up with one. I tried. I mean, I can't really come up with that. Everything is falling in the third category, and they're probably all gangster movies.
Yeah. I mean, so the
it came out in 2013, so it's almost 10 years old.
Yeah. The third is always, it's kind of like that flown spot, because it's a bunch of movies I watch. Like Soul Man. I watch Soul Man a lot. A lot. Like movies like that, House Party. Man, How High? Bicycle. That. It's quite a few movies, man, that I'm just always going. Like, if it's on, I play it. If it's on, because, like, I got cable. But, like, if I'm looking for something to watch and can't find nothing to watch, and it's up there, I'm clicking on it and just let it play.
Makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? I may be doing something else while I'm watching it, but, you know what I'm saying? But now, it's so much stuff to watch that it's hard to, you don't have much time to do that. So, the movies I watch like that now is movies I go to sleep to.
Okay.
Like, I don't mind going to sleep to How High because I've seen it before.
Gotcha.
Versus,
yeah.
I ain't going to jump
in. I'm the same way.
I ain't going to jump in the bed and watch a show that I'm really into.
Right. Because you don't want to fall asleep on.
Because I don't want to fall asleep on.
I get that.
Especially with, like, how, like, bro, Hulu, you know how Netflix be like, are you still watching?
Yeah, no. Hulu gonna play everything.
Hulu has tried to make, like, I ain't never seen an episode of Reba in my life.
I have.
Ever. But, bro, if you look on my Hulu, it look like I watched, like, 6 seasons of it. Bro, I go to sleep and they be like, oh, it's time to play Reba. It's crazy, bro. And it'd be weird placing, too, because I be watching Blackish.
Yeah.
And then it go from Blackish to Reba. That's a strange move.
I think Reba used to be on ABC, and maybe that's why. They put out all the network shows together.
It did be on ABC.
Okay.
Yeah. Reba McEntire. I think she's a country singer.
Yeah, she is.
I ain't never heard a song of hers either.
Really?
I couldn't name. Could you name one?
Not really.
Okay. I was just checking because you had me blown. Hey, he finna impress me just then.
She was definitely a country singer.
If he would have told me a song by Reba McEntire, bro, I would have been blown away. Like, bro, he would just came off top of the head. I would have stopped the show. That's it for tonight, folks.
You wouldn't have stopped the show.
Speaking of movies, man, and TV shows, they had the most prestigious award ceremony on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oscars.
Yeah.
So, we ain't come here to talk about Oscar because we ain't watched that.
Really did.
But, I can tell you what I was doing. I was playing Connect Four. And then a video of Will Smith slapping Chris Rock popped up, and it was Oz fake. I was like, let me take a double look at this. So I look at it and zoom in, and then I hear the mic sound and the ooh. Like, bro, you don't say ooh unless you get hit.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, that's for real. But then the sound cut. I was like, man, I got to see. I need to hear the joke. I need to hear what said after. I need to know more than this. So I jumped to Twitter. Of course, Twitter got all the new cut news, bro. Japanese Oscars. Why is they watching Oscars in Japan? No clue. No clue, bro. No clue why they watching Oscars in Japan, but they were. Full audio.
Right.
Oh, this for real, for real.
Yeah.
It played out, bro, exactly how you would expect it to play out. He made a joke. Will was laughing. He looked over at his wife. She looked discomfort. He got immediately offended. Went and slapped him. Went back to the seat. And in order to fix, Chris Rock was still shocked. So in order to fix his shock, he let him know why he did.
Mm-hmm.
Aggressively.
Very.
So, Big Dream, what's your assessment of the situation? Who's right? Who's wrong? What? How you would have reacted from both scenarios?
I genuinely think that Will Smith could have got his point across without touching him. If he just hollered across and said what he said, when I even get out of his seat, it'd have blew the whole world and it got the same attention.
I think so too.
If he just said, wait, hey man, keep my wife's name out your mouth. He's like, what? I said, keep my name out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it got the exact same media attention. I mean, you feel what I'm saying?
It would have.
On top of that, like, Chris Rock made the joke. He saw Jada's reaction. Yeah. And if you watch it, he immediately was like, too far? My bad. You know what I'm saying?
He said, that was light. That was light.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, trying to make a joke of it. And I think, like you said, I think that he could have just said what he said, and it would have still been as impactful.
Yeah, it would have been.
That is very true. Now, mind you, different opinion, right? Very different opinion. But I'm looking at it from a totality. Man, we've been getting tortured for 2 years.
Yeah, but he put himself in the trick bag, though.
Yeah, he been getting tortured for 2 years. And everybody got a breaking point, man. Everybody got breaking point. And Will Smith is a habitual slapper. That ain't the first person he slapped.
You are right about that. I was
he is not the first person he slapped. He slapped another dude on the red carpet at another event who tried to give him a kiss.
No, he didn't try. He kissed him on his lips.
And he slapped him. What's wrong with you?
He backhand slapped him too.
Yeah, backhand. Foul. And looked at him like, bro, what's wrong with you? Don't do that.
He said, I should have stole him. That's it on camera. He said, I should have stole him.
Yeah. That. So he a habitual slapper. I honestly, bro, so slapping was the right thing? Absolutely not. We all know that wasn't the right thing. Also, it kind of seems like it was a thing. If you, it feels like it was a, hey, look, this is off limits kind of thing. You know what I mean? And like it seemed like it was kind of ignored as well. I think Chris handled it extremely well.
I think he did not handle it well.
Well, how you gonna be serious on one side then turn? I mean, how you gonna be cynical on one side and oh, I guess you get slapped, you fight, you punch him.
Goddamn! Right. Hey, all the rules are off. I'd rather you come up and punch me in the face. Now, I mean, like I said when it happened, it's a difference. When a man walk up and slap you, it's totally different than slapping a man and walking up and fighting a man. Slapping me is exactly the same as spitting in my face. That's a total disrespect. You don't want to look at me as a man if you think you can slap me and walk away. You think I'm a whole woman, aren't you?
I mean, but that's kind of what Will do. He slap people.
Yeah. I'd have been whooping his ass to the next Oscar.
So, one of the comedians said something that I thought was smart. He was like, no, it wasn't a comedian. It was Shannon Sharp. He was like, bro, I was going to whoop him or he was going to whoop me. And that's the truth, right?
God, that's the truth.
You don't know what you can't just say you're going to beat the man. Well, you probably can, but most people can't just. Most men assume that they can beat up another guy. You know what I'm saying? But the reality is you don't know until you fight that person, right? Mind you, Chris a little dude. Will ain't so much a little dude. But he slapped him. Will kept his composure. I mean, not Will. Chris kept his composure well. I think he handled it really well.
Yeah, I agree.
I knew he wasn't going to press charges. They both mega rich, way too rich for that. They weren't going there. And they work in this business for this long. They got some kind of connection, right? It's something they can talk about after the fact. Ain't no point in blowing it up much bigger than what it was. It was already the biggest thing that happened this, you know what I'm saying, like this month.
Right.
And it's going like, you know the calendar they do?
Yeah.
Spike said this other day. You know the calendar they do when like all this stuff happened? You know the first month is going to be, Antonio Brown running off.
Surrounding titties popping up.
Yeah, I saw that too.
The first one gonna be Antonio Brown running out. I don't can't remember what happened in February, but I do know
the war started. If you ain't gonna do nothing else, do the drugs and the high ass gas prices.
Oh yeah, gas prices.
You can put that in February.
Yeah, and then you know the slap gonna be there. But man, with that being said, dude, I see it both sides. Dude, Will was at a breaking point. He's protecting this lady. He could have handled it better.
This is what I said earlier. I said you put yourself in a trick bag. You slap this man on live TV in front of the world for saying something light. Motherfucker, try you now, man.
But what's light to you ain't light to him or light to everybody. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if she got alopecia, she can't have hair anymore. And you got to think about it from a woman's perspective, bro. Just think about it really from a woman's perspective. Bro, hair is a lot to 99% of women.
I'm not buying it. Jaden cut her hair before.
Oh, for sure. But how long has she been dealing with the condition?
I mean, she did cut her hair before. Kids cut their hair before. There's a lot of women who think they're more beautiful with the hair.
I get it.
The buildup of the stuff that she just
came out and said that that's why she shaved her head bald though.
Not, yeah, I ain't heard that.
Yeah, it went long before this.
I didn't know she had alopecia until all that shit started coming out.
So apparently she had said something about it before. And like you're right, her kid Willow shaved her head. You know what I'm saying? Jada shaved her head before. All true, but that's a choice. But once you take away the choice,
you just still a bald head chick. This is what I'm saying though.
But I mean, bro, you gotta understand, she took it distasteful. She did not like it.
But I think it was a build up though, because Chris Rock said some foul stuff about her before.
And that may be true as well.
But was it foul though? Or was it fact?
Yeah, but it's my fact.
What?
It's my fact. If I did something, and I know I did it.
If you did something and you made it public for the world to see, that's free game for anybody to talk about.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. He had brought up the fact that when Will didn't get nominated for Concussion, Jada boycotted the Oscars that year. She had boycotted the Oscars. And all he said was, Jada boycotting the Oscars is like me boycotting Rihanna's panties. Oh, yeah, I wasn't invited.
Yeah. Right.
That's what he said.
I mean, and that ain't that deep. But I'm pretty sure that could have ruptured their relationship, right?
Could have.
That could have ruptured their relationship. And from then that point forward, now mind you, it's all these connections in Hollywood that we don't know about. But that could have ruptured their relationship, and they could not have had a relationship whatsoever. And it could have been known on both sides of the fence, right? Both Jada crew and know they don't fool with Chris, and they crew know they don't fool with them.
That's
right?
How I feel.
And it could have been that way. And like if it's that way, and you still shoot at her again, now I feel Will a whole lot more.
That's what I feel. Because, see, you, I mean, being Will Smith, one of the most professional brothers of all time, especially black.
To be a secretive, he's been his most life until recently.
And not just, not the secretive part, just being able to handle stuff better than 99% of brothers I ever met.
He handled stuff away from the scene.
You feel me? For him to do what he did at that moment was that, first off, he done talked about this in his head before.
Yeah.
The next motherfucker disrespect my wife, slapped the shit out of him. He done said that to himself in the mirror before.
Problem.
And then when it happened, that way he done said himself over and over and over and over he again. Did. It clicked in, and then it becomes motor function. Whether you win, lose, or draw, you do what you done said to yourself a million times. I always tell people, serial killers, or not serial killer, mass murders don't happen overnight. That's something they didn't thought about over and over and over for years. And they finally put it, just go crazy enough to do it. I just don't think a person wake up and go do a mass murder.
Where we get the point. You know, go back to
the same thing with Will. I think with him doing that, being that dramatic,
yeah,
that's something that went over his head over and over and over and over again. The next person, just what happened, might have been Chris Rock this time. I think he'd check anybody on that stage at that time, that day.
I think so too. And you know, they tried to spin the whole scenario. What if it was The Rock doing it when he didn't rock that way? Probably.
Because I don't think it was about winning or losing.
I don't think it was about whoever. I think he wanted to just make a statement. He made a blog statement. Everybody know they can't, bruh. And people, so this, it happened. So you got two sides of it. If you look at social media, and I'm off of it, no, I don't care. Like, it's oversaturated. I honestly talking about it tonight because, you know, we got a show.
Right.
But you hear half the people saying that Will's right, half the people saying Will's wrong. Yeah. Right? You got comedians going extra hard on the jokes now, right?
That's what it means, the trick bag. So now he gonna be in a place where somebody's gonna try it again just because they don't think he'll do anything to them.
And he wouldn't, I don't think, the second go round. I think the second go round he stay cool headed.
Yeah, but they gonna make jokes after that.
Yeah, it's gonna, oh yeah.
That's the trick bag I was saying. When I started, I said you put yourself in the trick bag because now you gotta check everybody the same way or they're gonna say you're a punk picking on Chris Rock.
I mean, I don't think you care what people say about him too much.
That kind of, he slapped a man at the Oscars.
About his wife. The backlash she got from him was crazy. Bro, but man, the memes has been hilarious, but also overwhelming.
I was just going to say, I think the Batman meme can officially be retired. Because they didn't replace Batman slapping Robin with Will slapping Chris.
Yeah.
I just seen so many memes of that, boy.
Bro, it's got overwhelming to this point, bro. It's like, I don't even care no more. Like, bro, we passed. It's over with.
Right.
And it's going to die out, as everything else do.
So, a lot of people felt like it was a publicity stunt, because Chris Rock has sold more tickets in the last 2 days than he has in, like, the last 2 months for his tour this summer. What you think?
What Will said?
Nothing.
I think to put yourself in that situation, it got to be a mutual benefit. I mean, you know,
and Will is already the biggest star in the world.
I mean, if he had something to promote afterward, and they was like, if they come out with this movie or this stand up together really, really soon, then I would look at it that way. You feel what I'm saying? But I don't think to put yourself in that situation, I don't see the mutual benefit from it. I wouldn't, if I was Will, I wouldn't have took the backlash that's going to come behind it.
Man, Chris Rock is one of the greats, bro. But he got a different style of comedy that a lot of people don't like.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about it.
You know, he's one of the greats, but he got a style of comedy that a lot of people really don't like. And I mean, he had a show. Everybody hates Chris, bro, because of that, like that, his the harsh criticism of his style of comedy.
I've never watched it.
Everybody Hates Chris? I've seen every episode. It's one of the shows I go to sleep on. it's a great show. Terry Crews got a start. Well, Terry Crews got a start in Training Day, but he got a start there as well. Yeah. His big role. But like, I don't think it was publicity. A lot of people are like, man, so I seen a picture where somebody sent, and it was like close to like he had a pad on his face. It's like, nah, that was Photoshop. Somebody photoshopped right. that to add to it. And, you know, they're going to keep stroking the fire, but they want it to keep going because right. it's news, right?
Right.
But like I said, I don't think of publicity. I think Will acted out of emotion and then almost immediately regretted it and then tried to move on. But he had done it. Mm-hmm. Chris, on the other side, I mean, because Chris apologized to everybody talk about Will's apology because he apologized formally.
Well, Roland Martin put on social media that apology that they got circulating from Chris Rock ain't true.
Oh, that ain't real?
They saying it ain't real. They saying somebody just did that.
Oh, I don't know.
So I don't know either. Like, ain't no...
Will did apologize to Chris Rock.
Yeah, he did.
He apologized to the people.
He apologized on Instagram.
Okay, I ain't said that.
He apologized on Instagram.
I was talking about the live when he was crying.
And he said he should. It's no reason for violence, so forth, so on.
I would have tackled his ass off the stage with it back to me.
Bruh, August had something to say. Subliminally. Did he? Yeah, subliminally now. He started off peace or something. It was something weird. I was like, come on, bro. We've been missing for 2 years, bro. Don't try that. Don't do that. I sent y'all a video earlier of Chris Rock and Tyrone said Will need to slap him again because of that video. I ain't gonna go into detail, bro, cause I feel like Will stirred Aunt Pa. Did you watch the video?
I'm gonna be honest, I don't think I saw it. I can watch it right quick.
You can't watch it with sound.
It was one of the reasons why I never really liked Chris. But
I'm gonna tell you who made me madder than the whole situation. While you thinking about what you were finna tell me, Stephen A. Smith made me madder than the whole situation, bro. Let me tell you, I feel like I've seen this before. Yeah, well, it's some real. I don't want to say the C word, but it's some real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
But that's how I got into the Stephen A. Smith thing.
Got you.
Because let me tell you, bro, I respect Stephen A. Smith. I think he's he's the greatest sports analyst of all time, most likely. He's up there, right? Stephen A. Smith is special. Yeah. I'm not going to say much about him, man, but Stephen A. Smith does play that line super close. And I think he does. I don't know if he does it intentionally. He act like he doesn't do it intentionally. Mm-hmm. But, man, it's hard for me to stomach sometimes.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Like the whole, he did the, he was on.
Shay Shay.
Huh?
Give me Shay Shay all day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but before him, you know, Stephen A. Smith and Skip was the guys to watch. But Stephen A. Smith has said, you know what I'm saying? He went on Twitter and immediately got to ranting about it, talking about how crazy it is, this, that, and the third. And we're like, bro, whoa, calm down. Let's not talk too reckless about
right.
Will, you know what I'm saying? Like, this don't go too that far, especially with your background. Where he talked about Allen Iverson like he was thug. Where he talked about Allen Iverson like he was thug. Colin like he was thug. He talked about all the people that stood up for something that meant something different. And he went on the Pivot Podcast recently and, like, tried to explain it. Mm-hmm. But he kind of still stuck to his guns. And I was like, man, I'm going to move on. I don't really want to get into it. It's too.
I get it.
This was the thing that blew me. When Will got up, he said, "Oh, Richard," and he stood there with his hand behind his back the whole time. And I guess being a fighter, not professional, street fighter. Because professional, you know what to expect when you step in and close the cage behind your back. You know what's going on in that cage. It ain't no surprise. On the streets, you watching the person that meet her. As they approach you in a hostile situation, what is on your mind? What do you thought? We was gonna give him a hug? Was some of this
tear? It could have been a playful gesture, though, right? You could have act like I was mad at you, come up there and mess with you, then laugh about it. We both laugh about it, walk away. It could have been a playful gesture, and I kind of think that's what he really thought it was gonna go to.
I seen none of that you said,
bruh. Will threw the perfect right. I'm talking about left guard up.
He was so shocked that he had to reiterate to himself what had happened. I mean, he made a move like he was going to do something. Then he was like, suck in. It took like 2 seconds. It's like he said, Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
And then he looked around.
It gotta be one of the greatest things that ever happened on TV. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then Will made a statement. But what was even more weak to me is when he said, keep an eye. He said, I will.
He's like, I'm not.
And he's like, it's a G.I. Jane joke.
Yeah, he was like, it's
and
a
when
G.I.
he said it again, he was like, I will.
Yeah, he was like, I will.
Yeah. That shit was crazy.
It was wild.
It was wild to see in like real time. Like, did that just happen? Was that for real?
Yeah. I mean, when it happened, it was super shocking. And like, if we was potting like the next day or that night, so much more interested in the scenario. But like, it's 2 days past now. I'm exhausted. Right. I'm exhausted.
I had to log off social media for a minute because I was tired of looking at it.
Yeah. I mean, because the truth is, we'll drop a movie on 4th of July, his day again.
Yeah.
The whole world watching.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Regardless.
We'll do anything right now. People want to know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right now. It did. Ain't nobody gonna boycott it. Come on, man. It's...
Oh, no. No. Bruh, it's fake outrage out there right now.
Slap Brad Pitt. Slap Chris Rock.
The only people out there that's kind of really upset about it is the comedians.
Yeah.
Because it invite comedians to be checked.
Facts.
Right. And that's not the game. Right. And everybody knows that's not the game. Everybody knows jokes is jokes and you let it ride. But, you know, because Will did it, it makes people feel like, man, it's a chance that other people might try it now, and they shouldn't, right? They shouldn't. It was just a one-off, let that go, whatever. But that's the only people that who really deserve to be kind of outraged. The rest of us, man, who cares? It's over with. That happens. I've seen people I know personally in life with great characters get slapped before or slap somebody randomly, and you'd be like, bro, what happened? And it'd be that snap moment. It happens. I done seen Buck mad enough to want to slap somebody. I haven't seen him slap somebody yet, but I've seen him mad enough to want to.
Been there.
I've slapped the whole...
I've seen Dream slap people before. Slap people before. You know what I mean? So, it's a different scenario. I'm going to tell you what's worse. Bro, honestly, you slap me. If you don't catch me by surprise, and I ain't shocked like Chris was, that shock factor a real thing.
It's real.
It's a real thing. You get slapped by somebody and be like, what just happened?
And honestly, I think that's where he was.
Yeah.
He was like, did that really just happen?
Yeah.
Oh, that was definitely where he was.
And then he had to readjust himself like, did he just really slap me on the
That's why he made the statement. He said, Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
That was him in real time. When he said that is when he realized Will Smith had just smacked the shit out of him. You know what I'm saying? That's when it really set in. He didn't even feel the punch. He didn't even feel the smack until after he said it.
Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of people talking about how. I saw a lot of women talk about how, you know, they stood behind that. And don't get me wrong, like, as a man, you're not finna let nobody disrespect your significant other much, especially not your wife. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But when you got day kind of money, like you said earlier, they got teams for stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
They can do that shit and get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
In these streets, them niggas ain't walking away.
Right, no.
They ain't suing. They shooting.
Yeah.
Bro, if you want your man to put his life on the line doing some slick shit like that, you don't really want to be with that dude.
Yeah, you being dangerous. You playing dangerous. You playing dangerous game.
You can't, you know what I'm saying? You cannot play $1 million games. $100 people. I'm sorry.
They ain't got nothing to lose.
Bro, only thing you got, yeah, bro. I'm a big thing. It's respect, though. You know what I'm saying?
I got a question. Go ahead. No, finish that
question. It's a respect thing, right? Like, if I'm with my lady and something happened, you know what I'm saying? Like, was it something we can ignore?
Right.
What's the level of disrespect? If it's something we can ignore, we can walk away from. But if the disrespect too high, of course, you got to respond.
Of course.
So that's kind of like I gauge everything that way. I would gauge it. And it's rare that somebody get just downright disrespectful to you.
Yeah, I agree.
I did have a question, but I'm going to let you go first.
The question was, did anybody see what Plies tweeted?
I did.
I didn't.
Fly stupid. Fly stupid, bro. I don't even want you to go ahead, bro.
I just asked him about to say it. How did you feel about what he said, though?
I felt that.
I just want to say it.
It was real. It was super real. Fly said, ain't no way I'm defending somebody. I ain't the only one I'm
messing with.
Yeah. That's real, bro. I mean, unless they got, but, you know, allegedly they had that relationship. So you still defend that person when you have that relationship with somebody. But, you know, it's still funny. But my question is, what is, like, disrespect? Like, so getting slapped, I can see myself getting shot because that happened. Like, some random, like, for example, my little partner Warren walk up and slap me. It's going to shock me first. Because he lost his mind. But then, you know, he got to get away as fast as possible. Because as soon as I snap out of it, I'm on the way. But I do have one thing that I don't think will ever shock me. And just immediately, like, and I feel like if you spit on somebody, it's, you got to be ready to die or ready to kill.
That's a different level of disrespect.
You got to be ready to die.
That's the exact same as snapping me.
No, sir.
Nah. If you spit on me, you better be ready to die or ready to kill.
Same thing as snapping.
You've been spit on before, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You didn't kill him, so you didn't feel that way, but I feel that way.
I ain't killed people who slapped me. I've been slapped.
Yeah, I don't feel that way about slapping, though.
Feel exactly the same. Punch me, man. Let me know I'm a man. You slap me, you call me your little sister.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the case at all.
Don't slap me. same thing. I don't want no women slap me. Two people on earth done got a woman slap me. One of my mama, one of my auntie. And I'm going to get the ass one day. That was a joke.
Somebody said, and this is real, she should have reached out and touched him to calm him down because she got to protect her man the same way he protects her. And that's a big fact.
That's
like,
strong.
She should have kept him out of that situation as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I wish it was like more. If it was the streets, we'd have 30 Insta Live videos of it. Yeah. We have every angle. We'd know what happened. But what did she do when he jumped up and started walking towards the stage? You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, that's for real. You can't let your significant other get put in bad situations as well.
Sure.
Bro, I've seen a lot of people get put in bad situations behind their significant other, a friend or something like that.
True. Stuff they can't get out of. Alfie. All she gotta do, don't worry about that, baby. That dude is stupid. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a real thing, bro. Like, that's like being in New Orleans and it's just you and your lady and a group of dudes is like really going acting disrespectful, right? Mm-hmm. Naturally, you're gonna want to defend her. Hey, man, y'all chill, whatever. Say something, right? Mm-hmm. But a lot, if you got a woman that care about you, you're not gonna worry about it. Let's go, let's keep walking. You know what I mean? Because that situation is boom. Now you get jumped out of town. And I use New Orleans because it's out of town for us. Not mm-hmm. If we was from New Orleans, I would say Mobile. But out of town, get into a situation, call yourself protecting your woman's honor. When it's a situation y'all could have walked away from, you could get jumped, beat up, killed, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Stabbed, whatever could happen. So it's a two-way street.
I don't worry about going to prison in New Orleans.
Bruh,
You caught that right on top, didn't you? You caught that right on top. I told the security guard that one night. And he respected. He ain't mad like he wanted to get an attitude. Two, three white guys acting retarded for no reason, drunk. And they kicked him out the club. And then they said some foul shit. Then walked down the street. The security left the club, went down the street, and knocked all their asses out.
Okay. Well, because the other way for you. You gotta stop the name.
So yeah, the security like that. What they give? I'm like, yeah.
I don't know. God ain't through with me yet.
Oh, you gonna have to stop her because she said she's fighting out the gate.
Oh, I know she's fighting out the gate. I know she's fighting out the gate. I'm definitely gonna have to grab her.
You gotta grab her.
But I hate stupid shit,
bro. If I ever seen a mug shot of y'all together.
Just know some shit happened.
It went down.
Just know some shit happened. Cause, bruh, yeah, just know some shit happened. Cause I'm I hate stupid shit. I don't argue about dumb shit. I was you know, sometimes you talk about situations. I'd had some conversations where I wanted to come through a phone on somebody. Mm-hmm. And I had to just put the phone down because what I'm not finna do is damage my own shit getting mad at you.
That sound like more like a temper, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I say God ain't through me yet. It take the right trigger. It take the right trigger, but the right trigger will, it take a minute to calm down.
Bro, I'm gonna tell you, I don't think I ever argued over the phone, like got fighting mad over the phone, because it's like, bro, what I'm gonna do to you over the phone? Or like the internet, what I'm gonna do to you from here?
No, that's the point. That's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, you be ready to go.
I'm saying, like, to the point where, and I'm not, see, that I'm like you. Like, I can talk out whatever.
The name hit him with some 21 Savage shit. This
motherfucker retarded. We can talk it out. You know what I'm saying? We go talk it out. But the minute you start being disrespectful while we trying to talk it out,
I leave immediately.
I have to.
I'm with you.
I have to dismiss myself from the ignorance, because if you try to pull me back into it and you put your hands on me, it's going to get physical.
See, I can't argue with ignorance because I can't debunk it. I can't debunk it, so it pisses me off even more. I have to lay it or I punch it.
Bruh.
No, I feel that same way. That's the point.
Dream has
me
hurt.
And Dream are actually
agree. Shit. Like, hey, so Dream has hurt me, like, at work. This is the only place I ever got. Last time I got mad for real, the last couple times, has been at work. And Dream, I think, seen the last two or three times. And I be professional at work, like, constantly. But I lose my professionalism with one phrase. Hey, bro, we ain't doing that. And that's all I ever say. Hey, bro, we ain't doing that. Like, bro, that's completely outside of the way I've been talking for the last 30 minutes.
Right.
But, bro, we ain't doing that. Because it's either, like, they didn't escalate it. And I'm letting you know that, hey, bro, hey, that guy you thought you was talking to ain't even the same dude.
He gone.
Ain't even the same dude. Hey, bro, we ain't doing that. And then I go back to what I'm doing. Dream, how many times you heard me tell somebody that? Hey, bro, we ain't doing that. We ain't gonna do that. Like, we ain't gonna get disrespectful. We ain't gonna cuss at each other. We ain't gonna get disrespectful. You gonna be calm, because outside of this, it's treacherous. I got bail money. I got bail money. No, I'm going.
I'm a runner. I'm a track star.
Man, I'm going.
They gotta come get me.
Man, I'm going.
Me, I'm going too. Somewhere not outside of the crime scene.
No, I'm going to jail. I'm going.
I'm a runner. Tell you right now.
What Samuel Jackson did? Yeah, I did it. And I hope they burn in hell.
Yes, they deserve to die. And I hope they burn in hell.
I still got Young Thug and me, cuz police gotta come find me. They gotta get a description.
Man, we had kind of got into it earlier a little bit, but not phased out. Y'all still talking about this?
No, go ahead.
What y'all been watching? I meant to bring this up before we even got into the Will Smith conversation.
Because we was talking about what we was watching, but I don't think we... I've been watching The Dropout, which is, like, Hulu been jamming this show down my throat called The Dropout. Mm. I finally started it. And when I started, like, oh, this is about Elizabeth Holmes. I would have watched it if they would have named it something better, right?
Right.
Like, name it something better, then I'm watching it. But they named it Dropout. So I watched it, and it's pretty interesting. It's still, like, two episodes left, though.
We was kind of talking about it earlier, when you was talking about, like, the noir era mm-hmm. A film. I watched Nightmare Alley this past Sunday. And I had been wanting to watch it for a while just because it looked interesting to me. Funny enough, I'm not really into that stuff either. Like, but it was something about maybe the casting, maybe the way that it looked. And like you talked about, like, the video games. Mm-hmm. Like, I love playing, like, Bioshock Infinite and, like, stuff love like that. Love. So, you know, that kind of steampunk mm-hmm. type stuff. Yeah. I like that stuff. I like the art of the era. I like all of that. You know what I'm saying? And maybe that's what made me watch it.
The kind of gloomy look. I like
right, right, right. But it's, it was way, I'm gonna be honest. Like, I wasn't gonna go to the movies to watch it. I was just like, I'll watch it when it come out. But it was better than I expected it to be. And Guillermo del Toro directed it. And I like his movies because a lot of time they come full circle. Mm-hmm. And Nightmare Alley do a full...
Who the main star in that? Is that coming
Bradley back? Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
It's Bradley Cooper.
Is it Benedict Cumberbatch in that movie?
No.
He's in another movie that's kind of new too.
It's oh man, I'm finna tell you. Cause it's when I tell you they got a lot of people in this movie. It's a lot of people in this movie. What's your girl from Rooney Mara? Which, so I read The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
I read the books, and then I watched the foreign film originals, and I watched the American films. Mm-hmm. Rooney Mara is the girl that played in the American version of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. But it's got Bradley Cooper, it's got Rooney Mara, it's got Cate Blanchett, William Dafoe's in it, Ron Perlman's in it.
It's a bunch of people
in it. Yeah, it's a bunch of people in it. And it says 2.5 hours. I didn't even realize I was watching it for 2.5 hours.
Goodness gracious, you almost got me not wanting to watch it no more.
I just saw the time on it. I didn't realize that it was actually 2.5 hours.
Though. I was in until you told me the time. Don't do that.
It go by that fast. I ain't even trying to be funny with you, but
so it must wrap up pretty quick.
It do. I mean, it's basically about a guy who was kind of down on his luck, ends up joining the circus, gets the trick of the trade, and then goes out on his own, but he falls too deep in it. And within like a 3-year time span, it come full circle.
I'm gonna check it out. Cause you say it's good. I'll watch that this week, and we'll talk about it next week. Okay. And if you watch Deep Water, you should watch Deep Water.
I watched Deep Water this week.
Deep Water good, bro. Yeah, Deep Water crazy.
But it's more of a drama type deal. I mean, it ain't no action or nothing like that for real, but you could just see the story getting progressively, like you can see the spiral, and that's what keep you intrigued, because all of this stuff that he started out not doing, he just started falling into the pitfall, and you watch his like decline, and it's real interesting to see how he gonna handle it. So I'm gonna just leave it at that because I want you to watch it. I think you'll like it though.
I'm gonna check it out.
You know what I'm saying?
Have y'all ever seen Knives Out?
Yes.
Knives Out is a good movie.
See, stuff like that. I love Hotel Artemis, Knives Out. It's another movie.
So Knives Out got part 2 coming out soon.
One at the El Dorado, something like that. Mm-hmm. Like movies like that, I love shit.
I don't think El Dorado. It's Hotel Rwanda. No.
I didn't see that before, but that ain't what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's a different one.
That's what I'm talking about. But yeah, like movies like that.
Yeah, I mean,
like even Knives the King. Out. I put the Kingsman in that kind of category too.
Have you seen New King?
Yeah,
New
I watched King it. I am.
I ain't seen it yet.
I have.
You went to the theater to see Knife Out, The Kingsman?
No. It's on HBO Max.
It's on HBO Max.
I
heard mixed reviews about it.
I'm kind of the same way. Like it's a good prequel, but it don't have that same oomph that I got from the other two movies.
Right, that was my thing. What made The Kingsman good was like kind of like adding the modern to like the gentleman aspect. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But like then you go back when it started. It's
Bad
like,
Times at the El Royale.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. But yeah.
But yeah, I haven't watched it because I heard mixed reviews about it, but I'm going to watch that as well at some point.
It was one of the movies where I was going to go to the theater to see it, and I just never got around to it. And then when I watched it, I was like, yeah, I'm kind of glad I waited. Mm-hmm. It was kind of that.
So I was big. You know I want to see. But y'all know I'm a Batman fan. Y'all know. Yeah. So I still ain't seen new Batman. Oh. So see, that's the thing.
Is that what you want the movie to see?
Oh, man.
So
when I was in Houston.
So a lot of people, it's a mixed review. Some people say it's the best movie. Some people say it's the worst.
Okay. So in my opinion, without giving anything away, this is the closest Batman movie to the actual comics we've ever gotten.
Well, this movie is based off the graphic novel.
Right.
Hush.
It is long as hell. A lot of people didn't like the fact that it's not, you know, typical bang pow Batman. He is a detective. He is actively working with Gotham PD.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm with you.
And you know, of course, they still kind of look at him as like the vigilante. But
most people don't even know Batman wasn't Batman for a long time. It was called True Detective.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So like it is that, but then it's still got the moments that of all the Batman stuff that you've been looking forward to. but the story is great.
Really?
Like, the story is great, right? And I mean, it's almost 3 hours, but for it to be that long,
it's worth
it. Never feels like it.
So I've been wanting to go to the movie watch, but I heard mixed reviews. My cousin, who me and him tend to have a different outlook on movies. I think he's watching on YouTube right now. But me and him normally have a different outlook on movies. Mm-hmm. Like, especially like comic book movies.
Right.
We agree on a lot of stuff and a lot of stuff we don't agree on. Like, he didn't like the Spider-Man movie. I don't think he liked it at all.
The new one?
Yeah.
The last one?
Yeah. But he loved the Avengers films. And I'm like, I'm kind of like, I feel like the Avengers films is, it's a layup. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like a layup. I like a more challenging film.
Let me put it like this. In my opinion, I put The Batman in my top three. I put it at two. Dark Knight is still mine. Mm-hmm. I love The Dark Knight.
That's my favorite too.
It's going to be hard to top The Dark Knight.
It's hard to top The Dark Knight. It's
super hard to top
The Dark Knight. But damn, this movie gets close. Like, and the thing is, though, just being real with you, bro, they are two completely different movies. Yes,
for sure.
They are completely, like, when I say completely different.
But that's, like, that's my, and so I'm finna geek out for a minute. That's why I love Batman and Joker so much, bro. Mm-hmm. It's because, like, it's hard to tell their stories wrong because they're told so many different ways and so many different stories.
Right.
Right? Like, they're told so many, like, bro, the Joker and the Killing Joke was.
I love that.
Was rough.
It was rough.
Rough, rough. I mean, he committed the unthinkable in the Killing Joke. So, looking at it like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, different aspects of, I like those. Bro, I love the George Clooney Batman. I love the Michael Keaton Batman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, them.
Yeah, 88 is probably my three.
Yeah, come on, man.
88 is probably my
three. Come on, man.
So, I will say this too. The one that maybe, in my opinion, I think, I keep saying in my opinion because I know y'all ain't seen it yet. Mm-hmm. So I can only speak from my opinion. But I appreciate the fact that the villains in this movie had more of a touch of realism to them. Mm-hmm. And that's what made it great. Mm-hmm. Like, the Riddler is ruthless. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they show the preview, they show the Riddler, they show, you know, they show Catwoman, they show Penguin. And from the chase scene that they show in the preview, it looked like the Penguin is going to be, you know, his headache. Oh, no, bro. It's the Riddler. Yeah. And I'm talking about from the second minute to 2 hours and 47 minutes.
He's the bad guy.
He is the bad guy.
Yeah. Man, bro, even if you look at like the stories of the old Batman, I know we geeking out for real now. But even the stories of the old Batman, like the Penguin was always a major player.
Right.
But he was always just a mobster. Like, he never really was just like.
He was never the bully.
Yeah, he was a mobster, bro. You know what I'm saying? He ran the game. But.
Dude. What happened in the Batman, what the Riddler did in the Batman, can happen in real life.
I'm going to watch it. At this point, though, I think I'm going to wait to, because it come out on April the 18th, I think, on HBO Max.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, like, yeah, I mean, you might as well wait. But the only reason I went to.
You going
to
go see it?
He's going to watch it.
I don't know. I definitely ain't going to watch it if it ain't like.
Yeah, no. Perfect. When we went to Houston, kind of like we got Nexus here. They got these spots in Texas called Studio Movie Grill. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we went to go watch it.
Yeah,
right. And that made it even better because, like, you know, recliner, order some food, had a drink, tapped in.
Hey, you know what? That'd be a good thing to have here, though. Open a second, like, Nexus. They ain't got no competition.
Yeah, but
nah, you trying to do something like.
Yeah. But on a bigger version?
That's what Studio Movie Grill is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, get the one
right there. They got like 12 screens.
Get the one right there in the shopping center?
AMC?
I don't know.
No, you're talking about Hollywood.
No, he pointing towards Schillinger.
No, not Schillinger, though.
You're talking about in mid, like, by where the state shakes it. Yeah, but McGowan Park. Oh,
yeah, that's
Hollywood.
That's
Hollywood, because they closed.
Hollywood closed?
Yeah, they've been closed.
I ain't know that.
Yeah.
That'd be the perfect play.
I agree.
I just ain't got the money to pull it off right now, but that'll be the lick.
Man, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you.
And we got somebody listening. You're welcome for the idea, but we got to run that bit. We're going to use this for, we're going to use this for, what we call, like, this is our idea. You can't steal our idea. Oh. We got proof.
Oh, yeah, this is our proof of concept. Well, I was just finna debunk it and say, man, you know, honestly, that's one industry I would not want to get in right now.
Really? Yeah.
The movie theater industry, man, is unfortunately, it's dying fast.
It's tough.
They proved during COVID that people will pay premium money to watch movies at home, right? So,
it's tough, yeah.
I mean, all the Marvel movies came out at, what, $20, $30? Mm-hmm. And they said both of them sold well.
Hey, but look. I'm talking too much on the mic.
It's a whole section on Amazon Prime right now called Cinema at Home. And it's like movies that's still in the movies that you watch. And then you got to compete with the other stuff when you do that. So it's rough. It's a thing I probably wouldn't touch it right now with a 10-foot pole.
Wait till you have the mic and ask me to remind you.
I will. I mean, man, I think we, anything we missing, fellas? I think we covered everything we really want to talk about, man. We appreciate everybody listening. It's 7 people here tonight. It was just like 11. Good turnout night. That ain't happened in a while. Man, if y'all would like and share the show, make sure y'all like our page. We got merch coming. I'm actually going to post the previews of the merch probably on 100th episode. I don't know if 100th episode going to be next week. We'll keep y'all posting on that as well.
Yeah.
But we do got merch coming. Our first round of shirts coming. And what we're going to do is going to be real limited quantity. So when we put them out there, if you want one, pre-order it. Let us know so we can get them out there to you. And what we got, anything else coming up? We got an anniversary show coming up, but we'll tell you more about that when we get closer to it.
So, I dropped the pre-order today. My new single, Focus. And I got some new merch coming out. We'll drop links and stuff like that. So
the
y'all
merch
can see
is
that.
Fire.
But it's the Glitch Signature Series. It's the next thing that we got in the series. So I'm going to speak on that real quick. And real quick, man, you know, like on some good vibe stuff. I chose today because today is my mother's birthday and my grandfather's birthday. So happily, heavily birthday to both of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, my grandfather was one of my biggest musical influences in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom was probably my biggest fan of my music. You know what I'm saying? So I figured, like, the preset would be this. The actual single, Focus, is going to drop on my birthday, April 10th. So that's coming up. So y'all just be on the lookout for that, man.
Yo,
that's all I really got for
just letting y'all know it's that heat rock. Y'all didn't know. Y'all didn't know. I promise you. I've heard it. It's fire.
Let's go. Our quote of the week says, attract what you expect, reflect what you desire, become what you respect, and mirror what you admire.
Facts. So I've got something to say, episode 99. Appreciate 99. Y'all. Love.
Peace.